This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
We're live, baby.
Live from Kauai.
I couldn't say that on YFT.
Oh, because it comes out sooner.
But now I can.
Yes, we are in Kauai, which is absolutely one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
We were here a year ago, and we loved it so much we came back.
Yes, we did. But it was like, it's been more than a year.
A little more, like a year and 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, because last time we were here, what, June? End of June?
End of June.
Which season would you think is better?
I think June.
I do too.
Yep. It's very hot and muggy right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like that in June.
No. But it's still lovely.
Beautiful. The weather's actually absolutely stunning.
We are all on Tish's honeymoon. I'm serious.
Tom and I brought like a whole group with us on the honeymoon.
We went to get shaved ice today. So I've been hanging out with Miley and Max and Audrey and Lily and Joe and Gus and Andrew. And Andrew's not technically related. He's Audrey's boyfriend, but he kills me because he's like, the three of them are just like the three freaking amigos. Like, he fits right in.
Like, they have to get married at some point.
I know. He is literally like part of the fam. We went to get shaved ice today, and I was the first one in line to order. And the girl was like, are you guys all together? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, how many people are in your family? And I said, too many. Too freaking many. And she goes, oh.
But not really.
But not really. It's actually super fun.
Actually, it's the best route.
It really is. And it's funny, too, because Miley, like, we drove separate. So me, Miley, Max are in one Jeep, and the kids are in the other Jeep. And Miley was like, oh, I hate big groups. It's just so hard to wrangle everybody. But then after the hike, she was like, oh, I love our group. Like, our group is just everything. And this was just the best. And I was like, you literally said you hate big groups on the way here. And she was like, well, I changed my mind.
And she had said that to me before. And I said, I just don't think you've ever been with the right group. I said, because like Brandi and I have traveled with the right groups enough for me to know like the difference.
Yep.
And when you have the right group, it is just, it's like you need a bunch of people that are pretty easy and flexible.
Yes.
And like, I just love the group that we have.
Also, Miley's a lot like me where she likes to have a plan and she likes to be in charge of what we're doing and when. And I also like that on a trip. So for me, I need a group that's willing to just follow my lead.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want anybody's opinion because I know what's best.
You actually do.
I actually do. And so I need a group that just, like, will follow my lead, do what I say.
And crazy enough, I feel like this group is that because...
Totally.
And from Rome, Lily and Audrey are just like, just do whatever Brandi says.
I just wish everybody would learn this, that I'm always right.
I'm traveling. She is.
And I know what to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not like a planner. I do not want a day sheet. I do not like, I just want to like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it in the spur of the moment. And if I don't, I don't. And I just can't. Like, I think I've just always, there's been so many schedules.
That's
like,
fair.
And that actually kind of makes me have anxiety. So if I don't have to have a plan, I'm a lot better.
Yeah. I just feel like if I don't make a plan on a trip, then nothing happens.
That's true.
And you don't do anything. And I can't not do anything. So for me, I like to have like it laid out. These are the options. You don't have to do them, but at least like if you want to do something, there's kind of a schedule to where like you have time to do it all.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we've been having a great time. We went on a great hike today. We did some cliff jumping and some rope swinging, and had some Pokeballs and some shaved ice. And it was just a great day.
That's fabulous.
Great day.
And I also think the weather was just so nice for it.
It's been overcast a little, which was nice for the hike. Yesterday, guys, I played tennis for the first time. And I'll have you know that Dom says I'm an athlete.
He does say you're an athlete.
With an incredible backhand.
Get your life.
So BC might be playing pro tennis here soon.
It is fun playing tennis with everybody.
Yeah. We were playing, I guess, doubles most of the day. And Dom's really good, and his boys are pretty freaking good, which is annoying because they crush us. But you were just out there farting around. You weren't doing anything serious. And Miley, too, kind of. She, like, wasn't taking it seriously, but she was pretty good.
I know.
I felt like
I got some good shots.
Did you? Yeah, you were all over the place.
Like, two really good ones.
Two. Max played the entire day, and he's super sore.
And he, from the first time he took a Dom lesson,
he's good.
To now, he's probably had four. He got good.
He did get good.
Dom is a great tennis coach.
I agree.
Yeah.
He's the right amount of, like, tough, but also cuts you some slack because you're new.
Totally.
You know what I mean? But yeah, he's a great coach. So we did that, which was super fun. We went to the beach, and I think we planned to do some paddle boarding tomorrow and kayaking.
And hiking again, right?
Yeah, but tomorrow we're gonna do the activities that you like to do. You love the kayaks. She loves the kayaks.
It's fine.
Don't let her fool
you.
Yeah, we're gonna do kayaks tomorrow.
If it's not hot.
It's gonna be great. And then play tennis. I wanna play tennis tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then some more hiking later in the week.
Oh, okay. I thought tomorrow was the big hike.
We decided not to do that.
God.
We sent it. Full scent today, and so we were like, maybe tomorrow we take a break and have a chill day. So that's what we're doing.
Great.
Yeah.
So what else we got going on? I thought we should do some off limits.
I was about to say, before we dive in, because DRMT I think is going to be lengthy this week because we asked for wedding questions.
Great.
And boy, oh boy, did we get some wedding questions. So just quickly need to touch on off limits because I have been obsessed with the ultimatum. But here's what's not cool is I was ahead of you and now you're ahead of me. Because you laid in bed all day and watched the ultimatum while I was hiking. So you know more than me. So you can't spoil it.
Okay. I won't spoil it. So we can go up until which point?
We can go until the point where they go back to their original partners.
That's all?
Yeah. Because where I ended is where they all come together to give their final answer on the ultimatum. But I haven't seen the answer
yet.
You can't spoil the answers until I've seen.
Okay. I won't.
Okay, so if you guys aren't familiar with The Ultimatum, you need to get familiar because it's like one of my favorite dating shows that's on TV.
By far.
It's so dramatic and juicy. Season one was good. I think season two is better. Don't you think?
I didn't see season one.
Okay, season one was good, but man, these couples on season two, I ranted about it on YFT last week. Like, they're train wrecks. None of these people should be together. Do you not agree? I don't think any of these couples are healthy.
No.
Like, there's like one healthy, like, person in each relationship, but as a couple, like, they're train wrecks.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not good.
It's not good at all.
It's really
okay,
not.
Okay, so should we talk about the couples just
yeah,
for a second?
Who's your fave? Do you have a fave?
No.
I know. I really like Ryan. She's the cute girl with the southern accent.
My favorite is Raya and...
Raya and Trey?
And Trey.
Really?
I love them.
I see. I don't. And I think their big hang up of, like, she wants to live in the city. You know, she's like, and I for a while I was like, what city is she talking about? Atlanta. She wants to move to Atlanta and do the city thing. And he does not want to do that. He wants to stay in the suburbs and start a family. That's a big problem. That's a big problem in a relationship.
But she's
they want two
for
different
a year.
Yeah, but she says that. But you know how it is. You move away. You live separate. You meet someone new. You cheat on each other. Like, it's not good. At her age, she's so young. She's like 24.
I just thought they were the ones, like, first of all, Roxanne, who
Cuckoo.
Is now they're back. She's back with Antonio. Mm-hmm. Like, how can he allow her to treat him that way?
I don't know. He's so delusional. He's delusional.
No, it's.
But so is she. Because my thing with her is on YFT last week, I just kind of went on a rant and kept calling her psycho because I was just so, like, infuriated about the whole thing. But, like, talking about it rationally, my problem with her is people start calling her on her bullshit, you know, about halfway through the season. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, when her little, like, pretend husband says, you don't respect Antonio, you don't respect him. She's like, what do you mean I don't respect him? Honey, watch the season back. Watch the first few episodes and then come and tell me that you respect that guy. Because nobody watches that back and says, like, oh, yeah, I have respect for my boyfriend after talking about him and talking to him the way that she does. It's insane.
I totally agree. Like, appalling. And the fact that he will go, I love you, and she just doesn't say anything. and just stares at him.
It's crazy.
And honestly, all power to you, she says, okay. It's not cute.
It's insane.
And first of all, I don't get it. She needs to tone down the injections. Those lips are like, I can't even focus on anything except the lips.
Yeah. All I know is she is the most unself-aware person. Like, I really hope she watches this show back and realizes like how she's treating him and what she's saying about him, because it's not a good look.
Not at all. And I think that on Love is Blind, I think that happened to a few people.
Yes.
That they watched themselves back and was like, ugh. And like made some changes.
I know. I wonder if that would happen to me. I wonder if I would watch myself back and be like, ooh.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it
out.
Well, this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled NutrafoL.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
So anyway, we are heavily involved, heavily invested in the ultimatum.
And I really think Ron is so cute, but that guy, what is she thinking?
I don't know. But here's what I'll say is I think that they met when they were so, so young.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, she glowed up, he didn't. And I feel like she grew up and he didn't. He still seems very immature to me, like emotionally immature. And I just don't think she deserves better. And I think he has a lot of shit he needs to work on his own time, like without having her by his side, in order to get to a place where he can be with somebody like Ryan.
I get that.
That's what I think. Anything else?
When he came clean, I thought he was going to say like he was like hardcore addicted to child pornography.
I thought he was going to say that he was like abused as a child or something. Oh, that's kind of what I thought.
Something so beyond terrible.
Yeah, I know.
But so anyway. Yeah, I don't get them at all. And then I think the beautiful blonde girl, what's her name?
Kat.
She's my favorite of all.
I like her a lot. And her guy is fresh.
Girl, run for the freaking hills.
I know.
Like, she's a catch.
Okay, what do you think about, I don't even know their names because they left so quick. The couple that left in the beginning because they got pregnant, do you think that's real?
I did not think that was real.
Okay, I haven't watched the reunion yet. I hope that they're there and answer it. Because I'm like, are you pregnant or do you just want out of this scenario? Because you kept being, in the first couple episodes, she was like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Bye. So it's like, did you make up the pregnancy to get out of the experiment? Because I kind of think so.
I kind of thought so, too.
I know. So I guess we'll see you on
and
watch.
I'm like, why are you leaving? You just got here and you're the
She's
one.
Leaving because hot ass Raya wants her man and her man wanted Raya.
I know.
And you know what? I feel for her to in the sense of like, I think she was in her 30s. I can't remember her name. She's in her 30s. So like me, it's like this hot young thing comes into the picture and like turns the guy's eye. Like that's not, I'm sure that's not a good feeling. So like I feel for her in that sense that this fucking 24-year-old's just like swooping her man. But you did sign up for that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the show, kind of. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see, like, what happened there. Like, is she pregnant? Was that real? I don't know.
I know. I can't wait. When's the reunion come out?
I think it's out. I think it came out. I know.
Thank you, Lord. I'm getting in bed tonight.
And watching.
Oh, I can't wait.
Anything else you've been watching?
No, that's all I've been watching.
It. Okay, so I started The Crowded Room. Did you watch that?
No.
Very good. It's on Apple Plus, and it's Spider-Man kid, Tom Holland. Tom Holland's the lead. Amanda Seyfried is in it, and Emmy Rossum's got like a really small role. But it's really good. I'm only like 4 episodes in, and I really like it a lot. It reminds me a lot of like Blackbird vibes. You know what I mean? Where like you can't tell if he's a good guy or a bad guy, yeah. And like that whole thing. So I really like that. I cruised through Painkiller.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Okay, I have it downloaded for the plane.
It's amazing. I love Peter Berg. I love everything he does. I thought it was done really well. It's sad. It's really sad, but it's real. Like, it really happened, even though it's a scripted show. And I think it's very eye-opening to, like, the world we live in and big pharma and the medical situation and, like, rude awakening for sure. But I highly recommend. Also, I was thinking, speaking of the wedding and everything, I feel like we should shout out, we had some brands like send some stuff for the wedding. I feel like we should just shout them out quickly.
Oh, I should go in and I have my I brought my Brilliant Earth.
Oh, you did?
Do you have yours?
I don't, but I'm gonna post. So I helped my mom. My mom was like, I really want to like get some things together for the bridesmaids. And then also we got some things together for her bachelorette party, which I don't know if we said this, but we did her bachelorette party the week of the wedding just because everybody traveled in and came from so far. Like a lot of people came from Australia and a lot of my mom's friends from Kentucky, like can't just leave all the time. So it was like a big deal for them to leave for the wedding. So we were like, let's just knock it all out. So we did a Tischlerette and we put together gift bags and we just had like a lot of brands that we love, brands that I've worked with before, brands that just like love the podcast or love Tish or whatever, send stuff for the bridesmaids and for the bachelorette party. And so I just thought it'd be nice to shout them out. And for the bridesmaids, I thought it'd be so cute to have custom PJs made. So this brand I love called Nadine Murabi, they make dresses and stuff like that, but they also make these really cute PJs. So they personalized them for us. They sent like black PJs for the bridesmaids. And then they sent Tish this really fab cream, like robe with feathers on the sleeves.
It's almost like a silk gown.
Yeah, it's like a gown, but like
fabulous,
but like lingerie vibes kind of, but like gorge.
We are gonna post. It is like so sexy.
It was cute.
And like I thought I was gonna look ridiculous in it, and it was like,
you looked great.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And it was so cute for picture.
Yep. And then she really wanted to get necklaces for the bridesmaids with initials on them, so Brilliant Earth makes really beautiful jewelry, and they sent us these gorgeous necklaces, and one for my mom too, with all of our initials, and we wore them for the wedding, so we all had matching ones. It was so, so cute. That was like one of my favorite things I think we had from the week.
Those necklaces are absolutely stunning.
Yeah, great gift idea.
Like, it was pretty when I found it online, and then like to see it in person, like truly, it's one of my favorite necklaces I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It like it is a little round gold, and it's like a little sun, and has a few diamonds in the sun, and it is absolutely beautiful.
It's so pretty. And then we had there's a luggage company called July, and they sent the cutest duffel bags. My mom actually brought hers on the trip, but they sent these duffel bags, and so she put everything in there for everybody, and the duffels were personalized, and they were super cute.
And the thing I loved about that is I gave the bridesmaids their bags the night before.
Yeah.
And so they could, everybody loved it because the next day they brought all of their stuff back in the duffel
exactly.
bag. They're like, oh my God, I really needed a bag. Mm-hmm. And it was like perfect for that.
Yeah. Desi sent sunglasses that were super cute. Oh, and then the other big thing for bridesmaids were the dresses. Like, I feel like bridesmaids' dresses, most of them are just so ugly. Like, I hate having to be in a wedding because I dread the dress. Like, I've worn so many ugly dresses before. And so I was like, all right, we got to find chic bridesmaids dresses. One of my favorite brands is called Beckenbridge. And they actually happen to be an Australian company, which was super fun. And so we got bridesmaids dresses from them. Highly recommend. Great price point. And they just have very simple, but like very chic options. And what we did was picked one color for everybody, but let everyone pick their own style, which I thought was really nice.
It was so pretty.
Because I think one of the problems with bridesmaids dresses is like you pick one style and one style just doesn't look good on everybody. You know what I mean? Like if someone picks like a one shoulder or a strapless, that just doesn't look good on me. So I thought it was nice that everyone got to like pick their vibe of the style of dress. And it just looked so nice.
I loved it. And ours, the color was called Dusty Blue. Mm-hmm. So literally when I was picking them out, I just like sent everybody a link and said anything in Dusty Blue. And everybody did pick us without even knowing, they each picked their own style of dress and nobody's was the same.
So funny.
I know.
Yeah. I love that. Anyway.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was great. But I just wanted to shout that out.
Highly recommend the duffel. The duffel was so insane. Honestly, I think I said last week, like, I've had so many more calls about the wedding, about people just being like, holy crap, that was the best wedding. We had such like so many. And so I really honestly feel like I could plan weddings and it could be.
I'm sure people would jump at the chance to have to do their wedding.
I think I could plan the most beautiful weddings ever. Now, the only thing about me is I'd get all insecure that I'd disappoint someone or they wouldn't like it. But gosh, like, I just feel like I did a great job and that I could do that.
Well, if you need a new hobby, that could be it.
I know. Is there a show in that?
Honey, in your world, there's a show and everything.
Dear MT, help me with my wedding.
Honestly, yeah, there is. Hit up TLC. They do wedding shows, right? All right, let's see what the stoners have to say.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Jules, and I'm 28 and from Connecticut. I just wanted to call in and say congratulations to Tish on her marriage. I'm so beyond excited for you and Dom. You looked so gorgeous at your wedding. And you just seem so happy and alive. It really brings me endless amounts of joy. Because the funny thing is, I've been a huge fan of Dom since I can remember. When I was young, Prison Break was my absolute favorite show.
Same.
And my favorite character. I've since seen the show probably at least 8 times through.
That's a lot.
Amazing in season 5. He's just so cool. So when I found out that you guys were dating, it literally made me so beyond happy. My childhood bedroom had a huge poster of Dom and Wentworth Miller right next to a huge poster of Miley. And so when you guys got together, it was literally the best of both worlds. And I can't believe all these years later, y'all are one big happy family. So I know that you slid into Dom's DMs saying you always had a crush on him and that's how you guys met, which by the way, props, because that definitely takes a lot of courage. So my question for you is, did you have a crush on him because of Prison Break? Have you ever seen the show or have you seen him in something else that gave you that crush? Brandy, I was wondering if you had any highlights from the wedding. Being so close to Tizzle, it must have been so special to get her to see her marry the man of her dreams. So what was the day like for you? And finally, have you guys ever spent any time in Connecticut? If so, where? We're definitely a small state, but I feel like we have a lot to offer. So I was wondering if you guys ever had a chance to spend time in Mystic or any of our other cute little coastal towns. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my voice now. Thank you so much, and congratulations again, Tizzle. I was just so happy and sending so much love your way. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Well, she is too cute.
Okay, girl, you just have no idea on the prison bait.
Okay, I guess have we not ever talked about this?
Maybe not.
I don't know. Like, it's weird. I feel like maybe we haven't.
I don't think so.
But yes, obviously, like, she saw him on prison break. And we actually, this became an argument somehow during my speech of who introduced her to prison break, but it was not Trace. Trace said maybe watch Prison Break, but I'm the one that told you to watch it because I vividly remember you, me, and Miley sitting in the sunken living in the sunken room watching Prison Break.
Binging
it. So I had seen it before. I've watched it like all the way through twice because I watched it, God, I don't even know the year. It was definitely like the 2000, like 7-8 era, you know, like right after I graduated high school, college era. I watched it. I was a Wentworth girly though. And I just loved it so much. And then I was at my mom's house one day, and we were like wanting something to binge. And yeah. I was like, "Have you guys seen Prison Break?" And then and she was like, "No." And so she started watching it, and then she was like, "Miley, you gotta come watch the show with me and Bran." So Miley came, and we just binged the hell out of it. And
we were obsessed.
And you were such a Lincoln girly.
And everybody, Brandy and Miley, were obsessed with Wentworth.
They loved Wentworth.
And I would literally say, like, you know how you get your hall pass or whatever if you're one of married. I would always say Lincoln is my hall pass.
Always.
And I would be like, it hurts me to know that I will never get to go out with Lincoln. Like, I loved him so much.
So crazy.
And now, like, it's so weird that we're married. And another weird thing is like, his daughter, Audrey, she was, like, always feeling so sad for her dad, like, over, like, the past 6 or 7 years because he's been single, like, you know, you can read whatever you read in the press, but like the truth is he was pretty single for the last 6-7 years. He on and off things, but nothing major. And so his daughter Audrey said, "I don't know why. I just used to always think for some reason, I think my dad should be with Tish Cyrus."
That is insane.
And she was like, "And you were married and all these things, but I always in my brain would think my dad, it just seems like my dad should be with Tish Cyrus." And I was like, "Why?" She was like, "I don't know."
That's crazy.
So it's so nuts, but it just feels like
meant to be.
Yes. And so that's why, like, because of Prison Break, is when my friend said, out of anybody you could gonna date, who would it be? And that's why I said Dom, is because it was my crush for so long.
True.
Yeah.
It's too good.
And then I just slid right into those DMs, and he said, "I've had a crush on you too."
He did. It was like immediate. It was insane.
And I'm like, "You did?" And he's like, "Yes." Mm-hmm. So crazy.
It
so
really nice. Is.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. Really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to hellomood.com and use promo code SWS. That's hellomood.com, code SWS, for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. The other thing she kind of asked was like highlights of the wedding, like on my end. I feel like highlights for me, getting to watch you, just the whole like getting ready process and like the photo shoots before, and you literally just look like a fucking princess. And I just knowing like you never got that and always like secretly kind of wanted it, and getting to watch you do the whole process, like of the whole day, and just kind of be like the belle of the ball. That was definitely a highlight. Just because, like, you're always doing that for everybody else, and especially Miley, like, you've done that for her whole life. So to see the roles kind of swapped,
yeah,
and Miley was kind of like doing it for you and letting you take like the limelight or whatever, like that was cool. Also, watching Trace walk you down the aisle was insane. So this is funny. Like, a lot of the press has said Miley walked her down the aisle and gave her away. And Trace literally texted me and was like, I'm suing for libel. This is not true. Because it's not true, actually. Trace is the one that walked her. And Trace is just so funny because he has this, like, tough guy attitude and tough guy, like, persona. But he's really such a softy. And he's, like, walking down. He's, you know, tatted and tall and sunglasses on and looks so tough. And the pastor is like, who gives this woman away? And he's like, I do. And it was just smiling. And I were like, oh, my God.
I do.
It was just so sweet.
I do.
And so sincere. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it was a good moment. It was definitely a highlight for me.
I loved it, too. It was just so sweet. Like, just the second I took his arm, there was part of it that just became so real, you know,
yeah.
And just like, wow, like this moment is so insane.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
Another highlight, I think, like, was like the speeches, seeing Dom's side of the family and like kind of what they had to say about my mom. It was like the family's merging and everything, like sweet, sweet Joe, Dom's son, Joe. His speech like was just like so sweet. Like, he's kind of shy, and like he got up there and was like, I do not want to do this, but I'm gonna do this for you, Dad. And he just said the sweetest stuff I've ever heard in my whole life about like how happy he is about Tish being part of the family and like our family's birthing and how happy his dad is. And it was just so sweet.
Because it was funny, because when he started out, he goes, yeah, I didn't really want my dad to get remarried.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh. And he was like, I just really never wanted that. And he said, until I saw my dad with Tish.
So sweet.
And I could not even breathe.
I know.
And it was just went on from there to be the most heartfelt, like from the heart and gut speech ever. And honestly, brought down the freaking house. And then Dom's dad went next.
Yes. Oh my gosh. He needs to narrate a show.
He is fabulous.
He is a good Attenborough in the flesh.
Totally.
We could go on and on and on, but I think those are definitely the highlights.
Well, and also she asked another thing about Connecticut. Yes, I've been to Mystic, and it is one of my favorite places on earth. And I actually think Connecticut is one of the most beautiful places I've just ever been.
I need to.
It is just stunning. It is the most picturesque, fabulous place ever. I just love it so much. I've been wanting to do an East Coast tour. I really have, because honestly,
We're stoned on the road.
The East Coast is so gorgeous.
I'm in.
I love it all.
I love it.
Maybe we'll do that soon.
Right.
Hey, Fish and Brandy, this is Jasmine calling from Sacramento. The clock just struck 4:20, and unfortunately, I am not stoned. However, I did have a guarantee I wanted to call in that I've been wanting to call for a while, and I just haven't had the chance, so I felt like this was the perfect opportunity. I just started kind of a new job about a month in, and it requires a little bit of travel. And I know you both travel a lot, so I was wondering if you had any good that you could recommend for someone who's traveling for work. I get a little skittish in hotel rooms, so anything safety, cleanliness, hopefully hotels are being better with COVID, but anything you recommend, that'd be great. Thanks. Love you both. Bye.
I'm very skittish in hotel rooms by myself like that too.
Yeah, you kind of are.
And honestly, I travel, like if I know, like with the big group and like Brandy's staying with me or whatever, I don't do this, but I have a door lock from Amazon. It's a little lock that goes on the door that someone absolutely cannot open your door. That is flat, so easy to pack. And it just makes me sleep so much better at night.
Genius.
And I'll put that up. And the other, like, absolute must have is the sound machine.
Well, yeah, that's a have to.
I mean, there just are so many noises, cleaning people, like kids banging next door, people walking up the floor above you. Like, for me, like, a wind machine is an absolute must.
Here's what I always say about the sound machine, too, because people that don't use them love to be like, you weirdo, like, those are for babies and, like, whatever. But here's what I like about the sound machine. Not only does it help filter out those noises, but sleeping in a different place all the time, it gives me like a constant. So at least like the sound is the same everywhere I go. Like it just gives me a sense of familiarity, even though I'm in somewhere like completely different every freaking weekend. And that I like that consistency. Something else I've started to travel with just to like make places and where I'm at and sleeping feel a little homier is I've just been bringing one of my silk pillowcases everywhere I go.
I do that too.
Yeah. You know, it's better for your skin and your hair, but also like, it's just like a little luxe in a, like a nasty hotel room. Not nasty, but even the nice hotel rooms. Like they're just so like blah. So at least I take that. I have gotten pretty good about like, I don't check bags. I'm a carry-on only girl. So I've gotten really good at like locking down like the necessary toiletries and travel sizes of everything. There's a couple of brands that I really love that make travel size everything. For hair care, I love Davines. I've always loved Davines, and they, all of their product lines, they make in travel size, and they're so perfect for traveling. So Davines for hair care. Osea is, I love their like lotion and their face wash and their moisturizers and stuff. Everything comes in travel size.
Wow.
For Osea. I just went to their little skin studio in Venice, and they had all the travel sizes, and I was like, love, need. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Kevin Murphy is another hair product line that like I like their hairsprays and their dry shampoos. All of it comes in travel size. So I think that's the thing too. It's like if as long as you're prepared and you like you have your products that you use normally and you have them in travel size, then at least you like have your things, your usual things. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I think that's
true. And an eye mask.
Definitely take an eye mask everywhere just in case there's no blackout curtains. I feel like these days, not a lot of people have blackout curtains.
No, I love a blackout room. So if there isn't one, I can't sleep. And so a mask, travel mask is an absolute
necessary.
Hey, Brandy and Tish. This is Kayla from LA calling you. I have two questions here as a 2024 bride-to-be. Getting married in August, just a few days before your 1 year anniversary. So congratulations in advance on that, Tish. Anyway, so a little backstory. My father passed away when I was 12 years old back in 2007. And that being said, there's of course a lot of traditions in, you know, weddings where there's a lot of moments between the bride and the father. So I've been really struggling with what to do for these big moments, like walking down the aisle or the father-daughter dance. So yeah, I wanted to hear a little feedback, what you guys think would be some creative ideas to make this day really special without maybe that
that awkwardness of making it too much, I don't know, about the dad in the moment. Anyways, second question, a little more lighthearted. In honor of my two idols, Mr. RuPaul Charles and Miley Cyrus, at my upcoming bachelorette party, I'm hoping to have a night of 1,000 Miley Cyruses. And I was wondering, as her family members, what two iconic looks, or one for you, Brandy, one for you, Tish, what looks would you choose for night of 1,000 Miley Cyruses? All right, ladies, thanks so much.
That is so fun.
It really is.
Let's start with that answer.
What's your
night of 1,000 Miley Cyruses?
So I get to wear an outfit that Miley's worn to something.
Like an iconic look. Like, I'm sure a billion people would pick the Robin Thicke performance.
I would
be amazing.
The teddy bear.
That's the VMAs. That would be a good one. I feel like I would do her like
Glastonbury.
That is a good one. That's a really good one. I was thinking, like kind of right when she started doing her solo stuff and she was doing the whole rock and roll look with the like waist length, dark hair extensions and like the dark eyeliner and all
there's
that.
There's a picture of her. There's a picture of her in a Cheap Trick shirt.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking is the Cheap Trick look. That was from like the House of Blues, I think, that show. That was a good era. I like that one. Obviously, Wrecking Ball would be another really good iconic and Ian pretty fun look to put together.
Honestly, they're all fabulous. You can't go wrong.
That's a great theme. And then her other question was, since her father passed, like how to kind of fill those moments. Because there are a lot of those. Like, your wedding wasn't even that traditional. I think like walking down the aisle was really the only thing you had Trace Pepin for. But, you know, at a lot of receptions and stuff, there's like the mother-daughter or, you know, the father-daughter dance and like all that. And so I definitely see how, like, you know, if you're struggling to figure out what to do in those moments.
I think that's one great thing that I was really also very, I just didn't really think about traditions and like what the traditions are supposed to be. I just really, because there were a lot of those things that I feel like, it's just like, it's just a lot. And I also think that might be when my wedding went as like smoothly as it did. There weren't any.
You cut out a lot of that.
There were no awkward moments where everybody's just standing around watching things like that. Like, even though if you love that and that's something that you want, great. But I don't think any of those things have to be, you know, are necessary. And for me, because the same with my dad, and, you know, you're also sad because you want your dad there. But for me, I also had Dom's dad walk me from a certain place to Trace. And I absolutely would not change that for the world to just one person, because it was just a beautiful moment when I walked with Dom's dad and then stopped and he turned me over to my son. And so like, it was just like so special and I've never seen anyone do that. So for me, it was just like made it more special for me personally. And so I think like, if you can, you know, just get in that mindset of, you know, traditions great and all, but just doing stuff that is really special for you personally. And so I think there's just a lot of different ways you can do those things.
I'd walk my own damn self down the aisle, honey. Yeah. Yep. Love that. All right. Let's see.
Hi, Tish. Hi, Brandy. My name's Heather. I'm calling from Arizona. Tish, I am seriously freaking out about your wedding. It looked unbelievable. You and Dom are just glowing. You can really feel the love. And Brandy, you are so gorgeous. It just looked like the absolute most special day. I'm so happy for you. I'm actually getting married August 2025, and I'm just so excited. And I have two wedding questions. One, my first is bridesmaid dresses. I really want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable, but I also want to make sure everyone matches the, I'm having like a romantic garden vibe. So what's your advice on finding bridesmaids dresses? Because it's really stressing me out. I know I won't make everyone happy, but it's been really hard navigating all the opinions. And my second question is wedding dress changes. Tish, I was working out with your outfit changes. That's exactly what I want. My parents, you know, they're supporting the financial side of things, and they're paying a lot for my current wedding dress. So, like, do you have any tips on how to affordably have multiple looks? I'm trying to build my case here. Please help me out. Anyways, I love you too. Congrats again. I can't wait to hear what you think. Okay, bye.
She's too cute.
I love this. First of all, thank you so, so, so much. Like, so sweet. And honestly, I will say, like, I loved my dresses.
They were so good.
And I just really, and like, one of the things you said is everybody has opinions. And I'm going to be real country right now and say opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. And we do not need to listen to all those opinions, because this is, okay.
It's your day.
It is your day. And I had to work with Dr. Amen on this, mm-hmm. because I have so much guilt about things and listening to people. It was the only time truly that I really stuck to, I am not listening to anyone but me. Like, I'm making every decision based on exactly what I want. And thank God I did, because I've never seen anything represent who I truly am more than my wedding.
Yep, I agree.
Every flower, every glass, my dress, like the tablecloth, like every single thing, just, I wanted it to feel like me. And it just was the most romantic, beautiful memory ever. And like, you're right, like just like seeing the girls and like all these friends and family that, you know, old and new. And like when I walked out and then I see Dom, like it was just honestly, like it could not have been more magical. And I think a lot of that is because I just really stuck to my guns about everything that I wanted. And okay, so first of all, and yes, 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 the different looks. Girl, Etsy, you can find literally even the dress I change into, like their Etsy does every knock off you can imagine if you really truly are on a budget. Like they have just the most absolute beautiful gowns. And that I'd already had my dress and things picked out, and I'd see dresses on Etsy and be like, oh my gosh, do I want that instead? Like fabulous, fabulous stuff on Etsy for such a good price. But anyway, Etsy, Etsy, Etsy for dresses, like absolutely crazy.
And then we already kind of touched on the bridesmaids' dresses, because yes. I seriously check out Beckenbridge. They have such great options, and I feel like the price point's so good.
Amazing.
And I think you could do like this, like what she did was so perfect. You picked a color, but let everyone choose the style. I think that's a good way to let everyone have their opinions heard and have like a say in it. I was in a wedding of a friend of mine's, and she had everyone do different colors, which I didn't really love that idea, but I did like that she was letting us choose our own dress. It just had to be a certain color. So like my color was rust. So I got to choose, even though I didn't get to choose the color, I chose the dress. And so I think that's another good way to do it, is like, you could say, hey, this is the color, but you can find your own dress. And my friend that did that just said, please send it to me so I can like approve it. But at least you had a say, which I thought was really nice. And you know what? I got that dress from a site called Shopo. And they're another really good site for both bridesmaids and wedding dresses that are very like affordable and super cute dresses. So check out Beckenbridge and check out Shopo if you want like dresses that aren't just like freaking David's Bridal like boring.
Exactly.
Yeah. And David's Bridal dresses, like those dresses are expensive.
I know.
And you'll never wear
them. These Beckenbridge, you could wear so many more times.
Yeah.
Like you could wear that to a wedding now.
Totally. Exactly. So yeah. Loves it. Well, we have more messages, but I think we save those for next week, because we're, you know, time is up, and also because Miley's going to kill me if I'm late to the dinner and don't stick to the day sheet.
They're going to dinner and Tish is watching The Ultimatum.
You don't want to come?
Oh, God, no.
Come on.
Why would I want to go sit and pay with somebody to tell me what I have to eat?
You don't get to choose. No. And you're with your family. The boys are coming. The Will's coming.
We're gonna go. With who?
Lily and the boys.
Oh. No, your guys are going to do this.
So lame.
It is freaking hot. Are you hot?
It's hot. Well, we love you guys so much. This was so fun. And I think we can definitely do more wedding questions next week.
Yes. Can't wait. Keep sending them, because I love wedding questions.
Yeah. Basically, we're just going to let her be a wedding planner. And that's going to be part of the podcast from now on, I think. Love you, stoners.
Later. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
And I think there's like a zillion people are getting married in the next 2 years. I've had so many friends that recently get engaged and that are getting married next year. And it's like, I'm going to be booked.
And also, I found it also for some things, like I purchased a lot of those little candle holders and stuff on Amazon. So cheap, like even cheaper than renting them, you know, somewhere. And things that will look so pretty for like another garden party or an outdoor, you know, things totally. Like that were so fun to do.
Love that.
So we'll answer more next week.
We will. And we'll definitely like post all these things we've talked about onto the Instagram account this week. So keep an eye out for that. And we'll see you guys when we're back on the mainland.
You know? Awesome.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.